Welcome back to another episode of Continuously Updated News Talk Show. Nick is still out recovering from his calf implant surgery. We wish him nothing but the best. Logan Ryan is here, and oh, we're going to start the show with some fun shit once again, going with the PSA. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for the feedback, the emails, the DMs. Some of them are inappropriate, but whatever. And everything else that you all send our way. Nick also says, what's up? That's kind of all I want to start with right there. So PSA, I didn't know that this was a thing. I'd heard rumors that this actually was something that could happen, but it was one of those things that you chalk up to getting a gerbil stuck in your ass, right? Probably you don't really know anybody that that's happened to. I've never met Richard Gere, so it's definitely one of those things that I didn't think could ever possibly happen. But oh boy, was I wrong. So this is a little PSA for the gentlemen out there, for the gentlemen that are out there just taking care of their ladies. You got to be careful out there. It's a dangerous world. And here at the HMNS studio and on the continuously updated news talk show, we want to make sure that you're well informed. That's our goal. So, gentlemen, you got to be cautious because, again, this is one of those things that you hear as a myth, you hear as a rumor. But I have met someone firsthand that has experienced this event. And I have to tell you right now, it's not for the faint of heart. So, kids, if you're listening, well, just be warned. This could ring the wrong way in your ears, and we don't want that. You know, we just want happiness. And again, public service announcements is really what our goal is. So before I get too deep into this, I also want to say that I'm not going to mention any names. We're not throwing anybody under the bus. It wasn't me, and it definitely wasn't Nick. But it is somebody that I know that this happened to. And I got to tell you, man, it's unfortunate. The good news is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, this isn't something that it's going to be a permanent defect. But apparently, if you're going at it too hard, you can break your dick. It is true. Again, that's one of those things that I definitely thought was a rumor, was something that couldn't possibly happen to any individual. But apparently this is not the case. Good news is, a lot of good news is from this story. She wasn't on top. He actually was. So that's apparently, according to the medical professionals that I spoke to, that's something that's actually better. Because if it's sat on and broke, there's a higher likelihood that one of those inner channels is going to get broke. And when that gets severed, it becomes significantly more difficult to repair your cock. So I'm not going to go into the full details of his story, but he was going hard in the paint, you know, something that apparently she was into, which is great. You know, consenting adults, wonderful stuff. We love to hear it. And then he heard, he came out, and as opposed to just smoothing back into that rhythm, no, he dropped the beat, and he dropped the beat on the wrong chord is basically the best way I can describe that, and heard a pop. And that's never anything that you want to hear during sex. So he said, we're done here. I need to figure this out. And there's a couple directions that you could go with this, right? This is I need to go to the hospital, but I don't really like doctors to begin with. You know, I never was a fan of the old physical where the turn your head and move. Didn't really like that. So that's a tough call, right? But again, according to medical professionals that I spoke with, if this happens, gentlemen, you got to go. You got to just take one for the team. You got to take it on the chin. Like you were planning for your girlfriend there to take one on the chin. But no, you have to take it this time. So you got to step up. You got to go to that doctor. You got to say, hey, I seem to have fractured my penis. So apparently the first nurse was kind of hot, and that didn't help the situation. Also a little embarrassing, but so they sent him to the emergency room, got an MRI. It didn't look good. Wasn't looking good for the home team. You know, wasn't looking good for our buddy's member. So they rushed him up to surgery, and apparently what they do is they peel that shit back like a banana. Get in there and make sure everything's good. Once they were able to see beneath the all of the skin, it was determined that he didn't, in fact, not break the canal or the chamber or whatever that vital piece of your organ is. So that was the good news. So they stitched him back up, gave him a little right on the tush and said, take care, son. Just be a little bit more careful next time. Huh? And I sent him off, sent him on his way with a two weeks supply worth of gauze, which is surprisingly more than you would think. That's a lot of rolls. A lot of rolls of gauze. Or the guy's got a hog. I don't know. We kept asking to see it. He wouldn't let us get a glimpse. But I was just curious on what that fucker looked like, right? I mean, is that? But again, gentlemen, if this happens to you, boys, if this happens to you, dude, go to the doctor. Because apparently if you wait, it can be too late. And then your shit doesn't work. And that's just bad for anybody. Nobody fucking wants a broken dick. And the next thing you know, they're putting a fucking pump in your left testicle. The release valve's in your right. And you don't want to get those confused, because you could be mid-pump and have a scratch on your balls and just release the air out of your dick mid-thrust. That'd be horrible. I guess that's better than breaking your dick, though. So just be cautious when you're out there. It's a rough world, you know. I'm thankful that I'm married. Very thankful that I don't have to navigate the waters of being single and dating. It sounds treacherous, you know. Broken dicks. A lot of broken dicks. So all the single guys out there, hats off to you. Hats off to you. A little drink for you boys out there, huh? Yeah, so let's move on from that. I think it's time to move on to a more chipper subject, and that is kids. Since we're talking about broken dicks, might as well just segue right into children, right? Jesus, who writes this stuff? So my kids are hilarious. I think I've mentioned this in past shows, not on the continuously updated news talk show, but on the HMNS podcast. They're absolute riot, and they're generally a wealth of comedy. A lot of things, stories and things that I tell. Some of them I haven't been able to tell, but one day I will. But some of them have been absolutely just gold. So my stepdaughter comes downstairs the other day, fresh out of the shower. She's got this guilty look on her face. I'm like, oh God, okay. Did we spill? We just got a new house. So what have you done? Was kind of my first thought. I didn't hear any loud bangs. I was confident that furniture or nothing like that fell over. But I mean, did you shit your pants on your way up the stairs? And now there's a little bit of a trail. Did you leave a window open? The screen fell off and a bird came in and shit everywhere. Did a raccoon break into your bedroom and start jerking off the dog? I mean, all these things are running through my head, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And so I ask her, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's got that little sheepish, cute little look. She's like, oh. I'm like, it's okay. You know, we're here. We've heard everything. You know, what is it that what's going on there, sweetie? Well, I got in the shower and I realized that I hadn't taken my pants off. I look at my wife, and before I can say anything, my stepson Chip chimes in and goes, the other day I walked in with my socks on still. God damn it. I thought these kids were smart. I mean, book spark on paper, they're fucking great, but Jesus Christ, I forgot to take my pants off. Okay. She is the blonde one, so okay. Okay, maybe. But then the boy, come on, man. No socks? How do you know socks? And then that's got to be the fucking worst right there. Hopping in a shower, now you got wet socks? And it's not like it's a big shower. You don't have a big shower. It's a tub shower, so it's going to puddle up. And it's not like you're going to have just a dry sock or a dryer. Now the whole sock is wet. And there's nothing in this world more than a fucking wet sock. It just, I'm getting, thinking about it right now. It is just, I don't like the, no, that's horrible. Good God. So I'm apparently raising a bunch of, actually called a professional to come in, do a little in-house training on how to properly bathe. It's a doctor, so it's fine. The appropriateness of, I think what we're going to do is, in reading through this and looking at the literature, what they do is they come in, obviously they put a curtain up, on one side, and then they make, the child show them through the curtain. So there's, you can't see any nudity, just each item of clothing. So they take a, inventory before, they get in the shower, and then Before they actually go into the room, they take inventory of the clothes. Then they take an inventory of the clothes that are coming out, and then they're allowed to turn the water on and get in the shower. It's a process. You know, it's going to take some time, but it's worth it. These kids are worth it, and I think it's important that we instill some good values. Cleanliness is obviously one of them. You know, we want the kids to be clean first and foremost. We don't want the smelly kid. No one wants the smelly kid, unless. So we want to make sure that they're properly trained how to get in and out of a shower, how to use the water properly. You would have thought this would have been done years and years ago, being that they're 9 and 14 now, but apparently they need a refresher course. So there are companies out there that can help, medical professionals, if you will, that can help. So if you want that contact information, please let me know, and I will make something up and send it over to you. While we're on the topic of making shit up, our store is still open, our website, whatever. You can get merch from us. I want to say thank you to the folks that have already purchased some things. And we still have things available, all of the things. There might be a new shirt, the Newscast shirt. You may see that coming up here in the next couple of weeks. But if you haven't been onto our site, it is hmnspod.myshopify.com. And if you use the code HMNS10, you'll get 10% off your order. And like I mentioned last time, your entire order, by the way. Like I mentioned last time, there are some random weird codes out there that might get you some other shit. Hell, it might charge you double. I don't know. Fucking try them. Put in some words. See what teabag gets you. Who knows? It may get you a free teabag or a teabag holder, which would be your mom. So that is what we have going on there. Now we're going to segue. Before we do that real quick too, thanks again for everybody dropping us some emails, all that fun stuff. Nick says hello, hmnspod@gmail.com, dropping DMs and all of our stuff. We got some other things that we're working on for TikTok, I think, and some other shit that's going on. So we appreciate the support and you guys doing your thing to support us. You're like athletic supporters, but not as gross. And we appreciate, well, some of you are kind of gross. All right, moving on to the news. One of my favorite things to talk about is just some of the weird shit that's going on in our world. Recently, it was mentioned that Elon Musk doesn't believe that we have aliens, which kind of makes me very suspicious. But he did say that if we did, he would not be able to keep a secret, which is very true. I'm sure he would have tweeted that out almost immediately if he knew that we saw him. In fact, I think that's what he was quoted as saying, "We got one." I feel like that's not how he talked, but close enough. This is a fun one here. This kind of, to me, is one of those topics that points at me in the direction that, yeah, we're living in the simulation, because no one can be this fucking stupid to say this shit. Apparently, there's four people in this quote-unquote scandal, but one of them just resigned. So an Oklahoma County commissioner resigns after being recorded talking about lynching black residents. Are you out of your fucking mind? I just think about that for a second. This is 2023, and we got people out there that still think there are certain things that we absolutely cannot say. Strings of sentences that you should have learned by now will get you fucked, like fired, like you're never going to work again. That is like probably number one or two on that list. It's going to be top five for sure. And this guy is caught on a recording, not even hearsay. This is like undeniably this dude's voice. I'm not going to quote what he said. It's not worth the time, but this fucking idiot is out there going, "Hey, just do this." It's like, are you out of your goddamn mind? There's four other people on here. So he is the McCurtain County. There's too many commissioners, too many C's in that sentence. I don't like that. McCurtain County District 2 Commissioner is who this gentleman is, Mark Jennings. Mark dipshit, I don't know how to filter things, Jennings. And of course the residents there are pissed. Great picture, by the way, if you guys haven't seen this picture. It looks like Oklahoma, and like, except for the signs, which, you know, I mean, it's like, even them, not really great handwriting. But if you look at this picture, it is like, that's Oklahoma. There's no doubt there. They're from some even town I don't even know how to pronounce. They probably don't even know how to pronounce it either. They're just like, yeah, we live in Idabed, Oklahoma. Sorry. Probably offensive to somebody. So here's the thing. How did this guy, how did Jennings get this far in his political career? Maybe this isn't far. I don't know what a county commissioner does. I mean, what do? They just sit around and go, hey, governor, can we have some money for a new park bench, please? The governor's like, nah, it's not in the budget. Okay, we'll just wait till somebody dies, and maybe his family will donate the money, and then we can put a nice plaque on it. I think that's what we'll do. That, are you sure you don't have any money in the old coffers there for us? No. Sorry. Okay, that's fine. That's what I feel like they do. They do this all day. That's all day. You know, they're talking to somebody saying, hey, can we get a new park bench? That's what the county commissioner does. Is at least in my mind, that's what I'm convinced that they do. There's the quote. That's fun. Apparently, there's three other people in there, including maybe the sheriff, I think. I don't know. But the sheriff did claim that the recording had been illegally obtained, so that doesn't make it any better. It doesn't matter if it's illegally, if somebody stole it. Words are on tape, and they're now out into the world. This should go out to everybody that's running for office or even is thinking about running for office. Don't say things out loud. Just don't speak unless you're in a public setting and you know, or no better thought. Just think that everything that you say is going to be recorded. This is another reason why I'm not in any way, shape, or form going to run for any type of public office. Some of the shit that I've said in my life, let alone on this podcast, would definitely not get me elected into anything. I don't think, well, some of it maybe, but others definitely not. And the fact that they can take things now and twist them and put them so far out of context is unbelievable to me. Is absolutely unbelievable. Now, I'm curious, though, you know, is this one of those things that he said this back in 1942? No. Let's go back further. Did he say this in like 1865 and then it got recorded and then now it came out? Because it was a different time back than 1865. Not to say that it was a correct thing to say. However, there were people that were saying it and it was there. Other people were like, oh, yeah, okay. And then it was just a fucked up time. We're better now, right? Good Lord. We've learned from our mistakes. And I think that's the part of evolving and getting better as a human being. You have to look at these things and go, hey, I can't say that anymore, because that guy got in trouble. And if that guy gets in trouble, then if I say something like that or similar to that, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm not saying that, right? I mean, look at Rogan. He said, the N word. Obviously learned that you can't say that. He was saying in context to music, not into like, to somebody or anything like that. It was context to songs and lyrics and things like that and books. But even then, we've learned that you can't say that ever. I think we knew that for a while. But it's definitely one of those, like, you can't even put it into context of anything else. So it's not a word. It doesn't exist. Like, those sounds and the rhythm of everything, it's not a thing. Just not. What else we got out there in the world today? Let's see here. Florida road shut down due to an alligator in traffic. That is really not a surprise at all. I mean, if you really think about Florida and gators, that's kind of one of those things that happens, I would say, all the time, if not all of the time, like the times of all. With that, I mean, that's just my guess. I saw something else too. What did I see today? It was about not DeSantis, because Florida's just, is there going to be a time where the rest of the United States looks at Florida and goes, maybe you guys are just better off being another country? Just kind of, can we put a border around certain parts there? Or, I mean, it's just some of the things that they do are so far off. DeSantis said he wanted to, what do you say? He wanted to build a prison right next to Disney World. It's like, okay, look, I understand maybe you've got some issues there and with Disney World and there's a conflict and you guys don't see eye to eye, but I mean, that might be a little bit aggressive, just like a tiny bit aggressive. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but definitely, probably not the best thing to say. In some fun news, I saw this. DeMar Hamlin says he's returning to football, which I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, we all remember that. I'll never forget that. That was one of those things where I was sitting excited to be out. I think it was book club night. So my wife was out doing getting drunk and trying to read, which apparently they do. I don't know. Women are way more talented than me. And so I went to the little pizza bar down the street. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love this little pizza joint. It's fucking amazing. Now, watching the game, kind of excited to watch this game. And then, you know, DeMar Hamlin collapses. And it turned from, oh, no, it didn't look like a bad hit, to watching it go, no, it didn't look like a, to, oh, this is not good. This is really not good. To, oh, shit. And you know, listening to, I think it was Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, commentating the game and just going, okay, and then kind of going back and forth between the studio and them. And it was wild to see. Totally, the guy died on the field, essentially, and they brought him back to life. And thank God for first responders that were right there to make that happen. But now, you know what? Hey, fuck it. I dodged one bullet. Let's go back out there and try it again, huh? Let's go. Put the pads on and see how hard you guys can hit me again, huh? Yeah, here we go. Good for him. He's young. He's healthy. We'll see how that works out for him. I wish him nothing but the best. I'm sure he'll be fine. Continue to be a C or B level player, and it'll be great. He'll have a great career. Probably make a little bit more money. That's great. So apparently, this is fun. This is one of my favorite things. Paralympic TikTok account. So the Paralympics TikTok. So apparently the Paralympics have a TikTok. Okay, just working this out in my head. Is slammed as insensitive, but not all Paralympians are taking offense. Now, here is the here is the question that I have. Who is slamming the Paralympics TikTok? Now, who is taking offense to this? If the Paralympians are not, please tell me it's somebody from California, and I'm just packing my shit right now. It's just video often uses a popular Bop It sound while showing how blind swimmers avoid hitting the pool wall with a tap of the head or do a flip while athletes fall over during wheelchair rugby. By the way, this was an aggressively full contact sport previously called murder ball, which that's great. Here we go. The Paralympic TikTok account is honestly so mean. Like, all they do is make fun of the athletes, and they don't actually highlight any of their achievements. It's so gross. So I can't even pronounce this person's name because it's in a language that I don't even know, followed by an eagle. So I immediately don't trust anything that you're saying. What do you... Okay, so let's get this... I want you guys to put this into context as best as we possibly can. So you're a blind swimmer. And you need to figure out, because they do laps. So if you're not familiar with Olympic swimming, number one, it's impressive that they stay in the lanes. Number two, yeah, you don't want a swimmer slamming into the wall. I totally get that. I fully understand it. Fully respected. However, the TikTok account is using the Bop It sound from like the toy. There's just, oh my God. Because there's somebody on the other end of the pool that has this little stick and hits the swimmers on the top of the head so they can turn around. I think it's actually kind of brilliant so that the swimmers don't get injured. Right? I mean, that's all. We don't want to see injuries. Let's be real. So another offensive thing apparently is, by the way, these guys are fucking animals. So they're playing, I guess wheelchair rugby, right? Is that what that is? And,
It'd be cooler if they said, like, Tony Hawk on there doing, hey, do a kickflip. But it's a guy going, do a flip. And the guy, like, rolls his wheelchair offensively. Dude, it's a rough sport, dude. They're going to fall over. I mean, it's just, it's kind of the way it is. I don't find that offensive at all. And here's the other thing, too. If people that are doing this don't find it offensive, then fuck you. It's not you. You're not a Paralympic. And unless this person... who says, is anyone super uncomfortable that the entire Paralympics TikTok account is just made up to be some sort of huge joke, or is it just me? It's just you. It's just fucking you. And here's why. Because if you have all of your limbs, and if you're not a Paralympian, then you don't have any fucking room to talk. Because if they're not getting offended by it, you can go get fucked. You can go outside and play a game of hide and go fuck yourself, because that's probably the only game that you were ever good at as a child. You fucking loser. And okay, so here's the quote from the spokesperson for the International Paralympic Committee. One of these days I'll pronounce that right. For a spokesman from the International Paralympic Committee said, "We have created a strong following through edgy and unique content that allows us to educate an audience who might be less aware of Paralympic sport and the achievements of our athletes." The spokesperson said in the email statement, "We appreciate that not everyone will like the content, and sometimes we don't get it right. But we do closely monitor posts and always converse in reactions to them. Importantly, we find that the account allows us to positively engage with our fans, with younger fans about the power of para sport as a tool for driving social inclusion." If that's not a big kind of fuck off, then I mean, that's the nice, like, political, or not even that. That's like the nice business way to say fuck off. That is. I mean, we appreciate that, you know, hey, you know, we appreciate that not everyone's going to like this, but we're doing this and we're using it as a tool to drive social inclusion. Go fuck yourself. You know, that's what it should say end of it, right? So, but here's the thing too, is that these athletes that are in this, fucking more talented than any of us, definitely me, and it's definitely one of those things that too, I mean, you look at some of these things, it's impressive. And the people that are commenting on this, these unathletic hypocrites, well, let's call them hypocrites or hippopotamuses, whatever. You know, she's fat. They can go fuck themselves. Okay. I'm sorry. This is not how this works. Right. I mean, look, if there is somebody on there that says, if the Olympians and the athletes that are participating in this are totally okay with this, then everybody else needs to shut the fuck up. It's kind of like, I can't remember which one it was. There was a, Native American tribe, that there were some people that were saying, hey, this is like offensive and cultural appropriation, all this fun stuff. And the tribe said, no, it's not. We want more recognition and support. So for you guys to, can you just shut up? Because we support that. And that's, I think, hopefully the direction that we're going, in the world, that's my hope, at least. I mean, we can dream and hope that that's where we're going. But I don't know. We can hope. But yeah, I mean, this is looking at some of these videos, man. They're so impressive. Now there are some offensive ones out there. I've seen them, right? But the fact that oh my goodness, I can't. I want to so bad. If you guys haven't done this already, I highly encourage you, if you have TikTok, go check out the Paralympics TikTok. It's good. It really is. And I appreciate what they're doing. Moving on. And they've got some views too, which is great, right? I mean, that's what you want to see. Oh, no, I'm not going to dive into it. I want to so bad. I want to tell you guys so bad that there's a guy in a swimmer's cap that I'm just trying to figure out how he swims. That's the best way that I can say that. So I encourage you guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to check it out, I strongly recommend it. It's educational, is really what it is. It's got some nice educate. It'll teach you a lot about the Paralympics and the successful athletes that are there. And I really think yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. So speaking of indigenous misappropriation, Boy Scouts ask if it's time to change. Native American advocates say the Boy Scouts have misappropriated relica and promoted racist stereotypes for more than a century. Well, all right. So there's a great picture here in 1952 as there are three boys beating on a tom-tom, which, I mean, I can understand why that would be offensive back in today, potentially, right? I mean, sure, I get it, but it was 1952. Can we move past this, hey, you did some old shit and that's offensive now thing? Because a lot of things that we did back in the day weren't offensive, right? I mean, I can't think of any appropriate examples that won't get me canceled. So let's move on from that. That whole thought train just didn't work out as well as I wanted to. So that's great. Boy Scouts had a sex thing. Aren't we allowing like Girl Scouts into the Boy Scouts too? Because that's a good name for it, right? Okay, so this is something I definitely agree with, right? So if you are, well, that's not, you know, okay. So this is what I don't like. Okay, let's talk about this, and let's see how this goes. The YMCA and Camp Fire have stopped using indigenous names for campsites and chapters in youth development programs. Why? Was this something that Native Americans and indigenous people said that this was like, hey, you guys, this is offensive to us? As somebody that is, I mean, technically 33% Hispanic and Native American, that I don't understand that. I would think, and again, I don't speak for everyone. I'm speaking just kind of my own thoughts here. I would think that, hey, man, if there are camps and if there are campsites and chapters and youth developments named after important things in Native American history and culture, then why wouldn't we keep that? Because isn't it important to learn about our history and understand it? Yeah, I mean, I fully get that, you know, white man came over to America and completely decimated a lot of indigenous people and Native Americans. That's bad, but we definitely need to learn about that, and we should definitely appreciate and respect the Native American culture and what they did and what they stood for. I mean, there's some great stories out there. There's also some extremely tragic ones, absolutely. But there's some great stories and there's some great things about Native American culture and history. So why would we change names of things that would potentially ignite questions in our youth to say, hey, what does that mean? What does Squaw Valley really mean? Right. So if I'm traveling in Northern California and I go through this valley, why is it called Squaw Valley? If I'm a curious young individual, I want to learn a little bit more about that. Now that they've changed the name, it's to whatever it is now. I don't know. No idea. So I have issues with certain things. This is one of them. There's other ones I totally understand and respect and get. This one I question a little bit more. I just think that some of the things that we've done in the past, yes, may have been exaggerated and offensive depictions of these things, but I feel not all of them. And it's, again, one of those things where I think we need to learn from our past, go, hey, we can't do that necessarily anymore. Let's do this instead and support and raise awareness and educate people on why this is so much better now and why we did this and why we're here and why this is such a cool area and what this meant to people way before fucking all of us were ever born, right? So it's like, fucking, we need to get over ourselves. And it's always going to be the Cleveland Indians. It's always going to be the Washington Redskins. And it's always going to be the, is that the only two? I don't know. Redskins might be a little bit offensive, but so they're always going to be the Washington Tackle football team. But the Tribe in Cleveland, pff, come on. You're not taking my boy, Charlie Sheen. You know, that's one of the best things growing up right there. You know, watching 99 throw gas. Come on. Come on. Another year of Indians baseball. That's the classic. Come on. Now they're going to I bet they'll edit that movie in the next 5 years. Mark my words. They will edit that movie to it so it doesn't say that. Welcome to another year of Guardians baseball is what it's going to sound like. And I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to go on a fucking 27-minute rant if that's the case. Mark my words. You heard it here. Continuously updated news talk show. Fuck off, everybody.